All right, guys, welcome back. I'm your host, First Lady Christina Renee. You are now tuned into Parrot Talk, the podcast. This is a special edition, story time, the podcast. You can go ahead and listen to the full podcast. It's the episode right before this one, but this one is exclusively just the reading of the story. So I'm going to narrate the story. The name of the story is Stone Soup. It's by Marcia Brown. I hope you enjoy this podcast and share with someone you know, a child, an adult, an animal. Share with someone that you feel like would enjoy it. So we're going to begin, okay? Stone Soup, an old tale, told and pictured by Marcia Brown. To my mother and father. Three soldiers trotted down a road in a strange country. They were on their way home from the wars. Besides being tired, they were hungry. In fact, they had not eaten for 2 days. "How I would like a good dinner tonight," said the first. "And a bed to sleep in," said the second. "But all that is impossible," said the third. "We must march on." On they marched. Suddenly, ahead of them, they saw the lights of a village. "Maybe we'll find a bite to eat there," said the first. "And a loft to sleep in," said the second. "No harm in asking," said the third. Now the peasants of that place feared strangers. When they heard that three soldiers were coming down the road, they talked amongst themselves. "Here come three soldiers. Soldiers are always hungry, but we have little enough for ourselves." And they hurried to hide their food. They put sacks of barley under the hay in the lofts. They lowered buckets of milk down the wells. They spread old quilts over the carrot bins. They hid their cabbage and potatoes under the beds. They hung their meat in the cellars. They hid all they had to eat. Then they waited. The soldiers stopped first at the house of Paul and Francis. "Good evening to you," they said. "Could you spare a bit of food for three hungry soldiers?" "We have no food for ourselves for 3 days," said Paul Francis, made a sad face. "It's been a poor harvest." The three soldiers went on to the house of Albert and Louise. "Could you spare a bit of food? And have you some corner where we could sleep for the night?" "Oh no," said Albert. "We gave up all we could spare to our soldiers who came before you." "Our beds are full," said Louise. At Vincent and Marie's, the answer was the same. It had been a poor harvest and all the grains must be kept for seed. So it went all through the village. Not a peasant had any food to give away. They all had good reasons. One family had to use the grain for feed. Another had an old sick father to care for. All had too many mouths to feed. The villagers stood in the streets and sighed. They looked as hungry as they could. The three soldiers talked together. Then the first soldier called out, "Good people!" The peasants drew near. "We are three hungry soldiers in a strange land. We have asked you for food and you have no food. Well then, we'll have to make stone soup." The peasant stared. Stone soup? That would be something to know about. "First, we'll need a large iron pot," the soldier said. The peasants bought the largest pot they could find. How else to cook enough? "There's none too large," said the soldiers, "but it will do. And now, water to fill it and a fire to heat it." It took many buckets of water to fill the pot. A fire was built on the village square and the pot was set to boil. "And now, if you please, three round, smooth stones." Those were easy enough to find. The peasants' eyes grew round as they watched the soldiers drop the stones into the pot. soup needs salt and pepper, said the soldiers as they began to stir. Children ran to fetch salt and pepper. Stones like these generally make good soups. But oh, if there were carrots, it would be much better. Why, I think I have a carrot or two, said Frances as she ran off. She came back with her apron full of carrots from the bin beneath the red quilt. A good stone soup should have cabbage, said the soldiers as they sliced the carrots into the pot. But no use in asking for what you don't have. I think I could find a cabbage somewhere, said Marie, and she hurried home. Back she came with three cabbages from the cupboard under the bed. If we only had a bit of beef and a few potatoes, this soup would be good enough for a rich man's table. The peasants thought that over. They remembered their potatoes and the size of beef hanging in the cellars. They ran to fetch them. A rich man's soup, all from a few stones. It seemed like magic. Ah! Sighed the soldiers as they stirred in the beef and potatoes. If we only had a little barley and a cup of milk, this soup would be fit for the king himself. Indeed, he asked for just such a soup when he last dined with us. The peasants looked at each other. The soldiers had entertained the king well, but no use in asking for what you don't have. The soldiers sighed. The peasants bought their barley from the lofts. They brought their milk from the wells. The soldiers stirred the barley and milk into the steaming broth while the peasants stared. At last, the soup was ready. All of you shall taste, the soldier said, but first, a table must be set. Great tables were placed in the square, and all around were lighted torches. Such a soup, how good it smelled, truly fit for a king. But then the peasants asked themselves, would not such a soup require bread and a roast and cider? Soon a banquet was spread and everyone sat down to eat. Never had there been such a feast. Never had the peasants tasted such soup and fancy made from stones. They ate and drank and ate and drank. And after that, they danced. They danced and sang far into the night. At last, they were tired. Then the three soldiers asked, Is there not a loft where we can sleep? Let three such wise and splendid gentlemen sleep in a loft? Indeed. They must have the best beds in the village. So the first soldier slept in the priest's house. The second soldier slept in the baker's house. And the third soldier slept in the mayor's house. In the morning, the whole village gathered in the square to give them a send-off. Many thanks for what you have taught us, the peasants said to the soldiers. We shall never go hungry now that we know how to make soup from stones. Oh, it's all in knowing how, said the soldiers. And off they went down the road. Such men don't grow on every bush. And that is the end of the story. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to my story read by me, First Lady Christina Renee. The story was Stone Soup. It was written by Marcia Brown. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And go ahead and let me know if you have a book that you would like me to read also. I actually think I might make something of this. I like the way it turned out. So again, this is my favorite childhood story, Stone Soup. Go go ahead and let me know what's your favorite story. And who knows, that could be the next story for the next story time. Thanks, guys. See you next time.